B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Wednesday, April 17th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, on this week's social media question, we ask you all what moment in gaming was enough to bring you to tears. We'll share our responses and go over some of yours. That discussion is ahead in about 15 minutes here on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today talking about Sony. They've announced that the PlayStation brand will be enforcing stricter content guidelines in relation to nudity and sexual content in games on the PlayStation platform. The move comes in response to international criticism of depiction of women in games. Joining me to help break down this important discussion is the Checkpoint XP crew, Robbie Landis,
moving the payload,
Norris Howard, Joe Sloan,
check a look,
and over at the Checkpoint News Desk, Sarah Skopic joining us for this conversation. Welcome in, Sarah.
Hello, everybody.
All right, so what's going on here?
Yeah, so traditionally, Sony has relied pretty heavily on the ESRB for ratings and only enforced restrictions for parts of the world where they would be in violation. Places like Japan or Australia, which are way more strict, they'll require games to, you know, modify for that.
Sure.
That's changing, though, because there is concern among Sony executives about the damage that nudity and sexual activity in their games on the games on their platform can do in the post-Me Too era. So they're going to be really cracking down on what is going to be allowed to be showed in games developed for the PlayStation.
So this would explain the butt flare in the latest
butt flare
Devil May Cry game that's
sure.
there in the PS4 version, but not in the Xbox One version or PC version.
Sure, yeah. So there's been speculation that this kind of crackdown has been happening internally at Sony for a while. And I mean, I'm kind of curious. Do you guys think that this is the smartest move for Sony to make? I'm not sure that just addressing nudity or sexual themes inside of a video game necessarily addresses the root of the Me Too movement.
I think it's completely short-sighted, and I think it doesn't really address the issue, right? Because the issue is not sexual activity in games. The Me Too era is about sexual activity and harassment from executives, from people abusing
power. Exactly. That's what I was going to say, is that it's more of a power dynamic at play in the Me Too issue than it is to say, you know, depict any kind of sexuality on screen.
Sony, I'm more worried about your executives, not your games.
and you talk about the
short-sightedness of it too, because what you're doing at this point now is giving developers for games you want on your platform another hurdle or hoop to jump through.
Right, and see, part of me looks at some games and goes, yeah, I get what they're getting at. You know, maybe David Cage is going to have to learn how to develop a female character without the need of her being put in mortal peril.
But that is wholly separate from any kind of sexualization that's going on. And let's like get out in front of this. The fact that like there's not that much nudity in video games to begin with.
There really isn't.
And let's think of the context where the butt flare was even being used in Devil May Cry. That wasn't even a sexual context. That was someone who just happened to be nude and was being saved.
It wasn't even like a full butt either. It was like the top of the crack.
No, it was somebody who had been devoured by a monster and they were freed.
From that. Yeah. Why would you have clothes on after that?
Well, I mean, if it
digestive juices and whatnot. I'm just being very literal.
No, I feel you, but I think the issue that we're beginning to see and we're going to start seeing is sort of the same argument that you saw against violence back in the day with video games, right? Where everybody's sort of concerned about this, you know, strange, weird effect that this is supposed to have on children, which I understand, but also at the same time, every game is not made to be consumed by children.
Which is why the ESRB rates every single game that's coming out. So why does Sony need to be coming in and acting as our digital parental figure saying, no, this is not okay for you to see. How dare you see the half of a breast? It'll turn you into some kind of social deviant. Well, that's ridiculous.
And that's kind of the thing, too, is why are we as humans so squeamish about nudity or seeing any bit of the human anatomy?
That's a Western culture thing. Everywhere, like other places in the world, do not have the same context for nudity.
Japan and Australia do.
Well, no, but every place is not Japan and Australia.
Sure.
Well,
you go
in the world that are incredibly liberal towards sexuality and nudity.
You go over to the UK, or you go
France.
Over to anywhere,
Amsterdam,
most places
Germany.
In Europe, even down to the advertising, there's some select nudity. So, you know, I don't think that, you know, this supposition that, oh, well, if you see, you know, some kind
a
of
butt.
A butt or a digital genital in a video game, that it's going to turn you into some kind of deviant. I reject that outright. And I think that that's ridiculous. If this is supposed to be addressing the Me Too movement and, you know, the way that men inside the gaming world view or act towards women, just simply getting rid of nudity doesn't do any of that. It doesn't address any of those kind of like, you know,
preconceived notions.
Yeah, these preconceived notions or these learned behaviors over years and years. This is something much more deeper rooted than just, oh, he saw half of a boob.
But the thing is that once again, I feel like video games are being talked down to once more, because in the height of the Me Too era, in the height of the Time's Up movements, you didn't hear anybody involved with those movements say that films shouldn't have sexual content anymore.
Thank you. Right.
You didn't even hear that from this movement.
Right.
So why would video games be any different from any other medium? They shouldn't be. But once again, you still have people talking down to the medium as if it's somehow only for children.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on WWKB 1520 in Buffalo and ESPN Radio 97.7, 100.1 and 1200 AM in Syracuse, New York. We're currently talking about Sony cracking down on nudity and sexual content on their platform-wide. You know, whether it's a first or third party developed game, this is something that they're going to expect from all of their developers, and they're going to expect developers to change their product if, in fact, they don't like the content. And I think that this is concerning for more than a few reasons, but one of the main reasons here is that, let's say that there is a creator of a video game that wants to tackle sexuality in a much more complicated thematic way in their video game. If Sony is walling that off from their platform, I think that that's mighty dangerous, because if you're going to talk about issues of, you know, transgender or issues of, let's say that there's a game that strikes at the heart of the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
Do you think that that game is going to be allowed under Sony's platform if these are the kinds of rules that they're putting down?
Well, it might be, but they got a lot of hoops they're going to have to jump through.
It's mighty concerning. In fact, you know, to have someone who might, you know, have a point of view that they want to put into their game, and they would be barred from doing so because Sony has a hang up about seeing half of a boob.
Well, and it's worth mentioning that there's other companies are taking different approaches. Nintendo is very much taking the approach of, hey, we've got parental controls on the Switch for a reason. If parents don't want kids to see that, they can use the parental controls.
Yeah. Doesn't Sony have parental controls on their stuff too? So what is the problem here?
Right.
Darkflux brings up an interesting point too. He goes, so Cyberpunk 2077, that just gonna end up being an Xbox PC exclusive then, Sony?
No, because that's too much money that Sony would be leaving on the table. And that's another aspect of all this, is that GTA, when they came out with the expansions for GTA 4, they have full male frontal nudity in the Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yep.
In that expansion. Mm-hmm. That was on just about every platform but a Nintendo platform. And that was allowed. Why? Because nobody was going to leave that much money on the table.
That's right.
And so what this tells me is that there's somebody, you know, whether it be some shareholders or whether it be somebody in the boardroom who's not wholly convinced that mature content is making them enough money.
Well, and it's gonna come down to kind of this battle of who blinks first. Is it going to be the developers who are going to be willing to say, fine, I won't put my game on your platform, which is the most widespread platform right now? Or is it going to be Sony who's not going to want to risk not getting those games on their platform?
But something else but to consider is they've already blinked. Apparently the butt flare has already been removed from the PS4 version.
But why try to get out of a problem that hasn't even been levied at you in the first place, right? Like, I don't see anyone lining up to talk about, you know, any kind of cultural problems that exist over at Sony or Sony corporate. So then why would you try to get out in front of this? I do think, like, listen, if you look at the whole of video game culture, is there a problem with the way that men look at women and address women? Yeah,
yes,
I think
absolutely.
Very blanketly,
yes.
You can say yes. Is it on Sony or Nintendo or on Microsoft or on Valve or any of these companies to do something about that? I don't think so.
I mean, listen, covering up women and putting clothes on them is not going to suddenly make developers improve their characterization of women.
Thank you.
So it doesn't even, like, it doesn't, they've been doing this for years, guys. Sexism has existed for years, whether how clothed we are. So putting some clothes on us or covering us up isn't going to do anything. And I say us as in women because I know that's more what they're kind of worried about and what they're focused on in this case.
And talking about the, you know, the short-sightedness of this, you look back to the 90s, one of the chief things that drove third-party developers away from Nintendo and towards PlayStation was Nintendo cracking down on violence on their platform and saying, listen, if you want to have your game on here, you got to make it a little more family-friendly. So they said, no, we'll go program for PlayStation. It's the same thing in reverse.
Well, and you know, thank God we have a nice, robust marketplace where developers have that option. And if Sony wants to do that, hey, let them do that. They can now develop for Microsoft and PC and Nintendo. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. Do you think that this issue is a serious one? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll welcome in Voice of the People, Sarah Skopic, to share your responses to this week's social media question. This week, we ask you what moment in gaming is the saddest of all time. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
And welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the sports beat of East Texas, 104.3 in Carthage, 103.9 in Marshall, and 100.7 in Henderson, as well as 1250 and 94.5 ESPN San Antonio. Check out our website over at CheckpointXP.com, and while you're there, make sure you sign up for the Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insights, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code, so sign up today at CheckpointXP.com. You can also follow us on social media. That's CheckpointXP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram, so that you can respond to our weekly social media question. This week, we asked you what the all-time saddest scene in a video game was, and boy, did we get inundated with responses. Apparently, there are a lot of scenes that stick out to you guys as being notoriously sad scenes. I had to rack my brain for a little bit to try to figure out one. So I'm kind of curious what you guys came up with. Norris, what was, in your opinion, what is the saddest scene in all of video games?
This one is fairly recent. I thought back to all of the old games I played, but then I really hit on the prologue in The Last of Us.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Which,
That's a tough one.
Oh my god, it ripped my soul out.
So for anyone who hasn't played that opening sequence, it's not much of a spoiler because this literally
opens the first part of the game.
This opens the game, but you start off as a father and you've got your daughter. And you're playing as the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, the father is who ends up becoming the protagonist of the game. But you're playing in the opening moments of a zombie outbreak.
Yeah,
and boy, is it heartbreaking.
Yeah,
that's rough. So for mine, I thought back to a lot of the games from when I was younger, but I wanted one that actually drove me to tears, and it wasn't until the last few years that a game finally got me over that hump.
Okay,
if you pick the wrong ending in Life is Strange,
I had a feeling you would be going with Life is Strange.
And again, it's the wrong choice. There, I know that they say it's up to you, but there is a wrong choice in my opinion.
Right, wrong.
It's this one. If you choose to undo everything that you did and effectively kill your best friend to save the town, you're both a monster, and you will be treated to a scene that will make you cry.
Wow.
It is. I hate Don't Nod for the fact that they made that was the scene that they clearly put way more effort into. Like, how come the good ending is like a 4-minute sequence and that sequence is like 12 minutes of heart-wrenching?
Because,
like,
sadness is more powerful.
Yeah.
So Robbie, what about you?
I was thinking about going with one of the many Mass Effect deaths, but the one that actually did drive me to tears, and it's a classic at this point, a cliche as well, but it's gonna be Aerys' death from FF7. No. The way that we look at it now, I get that, right?
Right.
I played this when it came out, and this was the first video game that taught me the power of video games, right? Before this, it was all Marios and sports games and stuff like this, right? So the idea that they would, in this deep, compelling narrative, that they would just take a character and be like, nah, they dead now.
Yeah.
That wasn't anything that had ever even crossed my mind before.
Come on,
so,
buddy.
Yeah.
It really does seem cliche, especially for you.
No, you're right. At this point, when everyone is 2019, about
for sure.
2019, of course.
Yeah. I think for me, I'm going to have to go with Metal Gear Solid 5. There's a point in it. So one of the major mechanics in Metal Gear Solid 5 is that you're taking soldiers off of a theater of war, recruiting them to your side, and turning them into your own kind of small special forces task force, right? So you're like basically kidnapping people the entire time and bringing them to your base in the middle of the ocean.
Your friends.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. It's not brainwashing. It's we're just making friends.
Right.
So at some point, part of your base gets infected by a virus, and you are tasked with going to that platform, and you have to make sure that that virus will not spread to anyone else, which means those people that you've been recruiting, complete with their unique names and everything, you have to go and you have to one by one execute all of them.
And the saddest part is that at the end of that scene, you get the thing, because you get an update on all your people when they're sick and they get better and stuff. It's just you get inundated with dead.
Yeah. And it's just, it's heart wrenching. It really
is. That's rough.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. Let's check in with Sarah Skopic, Voice of the People. Now, before we get to our responses from social media, I want to hear from you. What do you think the saddest scene in all of video games is?
So the scene that made me cry the most, I'll have to say, and this is embarrassing because it's actually recorded, is the pacifist ending of Undertale. I was doing a Let's Play of it, and I am trying to speak all the dialogue, and I am sobbing as I am speaking all the dialogue.
Specifically the line, "I don't want to let go."
I don't want to let go.
Yeah.
Even before that, I was a mess.
Oh, God.
I just wanted to play with you.
Yeah, where's this at?
It's on a YouTube channel.
Yeah, YouTube channel. It's Sarah Skopic. But yeah, it was one of my first like major Let's Plays I ever did. I'm just sobbing at the end. You'll even see my face. It's pretty bad. But yeah, that totally broke me. And I think the worst part is the reason it broke me is I really wasn't expecting to get that attached.
Sure.
And so it really hit me out of nowhere, and it was pretty bad.
All right, let's take a look at some of the responses we've been getting in over at our social media page, Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram.
Over on Facebook, we have Nate that says, Resident Evil 2 scene when Leon tries to save Ada Wong in the laboratory, and when Ada's hands slipping from Leon as he was saying, Ada!
Yeah, I mean, Not that big of a surprise if you played the original, but you're right. It was rough. Oh,
no, it wasn't.
No, you didn't. Well, if you didn't like Ada, that wouldn't be much for you.
I like her.
Okay.
Brandon says, Telltale's The Walking Dead Season 1.
Yes, yes, yes.
I couldn't hold back the tears as Lee was taking his last breaths, giving Clementine advice.
Oh, man, that was such a well-executed scene. And I don't know, I feel like I'm overlooking Walking Dead in a lot of respects just because I feel like the series has taken such a downward spiral.
Oh, yeah.
That I end up forgetting about things like Telltale's Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. That's an excellent answer.
Over on Twitter, we have Malkyria that says, the ending of Yakuza 0. Majima, why?
Aww.
I actually want to play through the Yakuza game. My younger sister is like, yo, I want to play through the Yakuza game. So
really?
I think her and I may play through them together.
Yeah, that's not one that I've ever actually played. So I'd be interested to figure out why that's a sad end.
BT Course says, the last scene of Halo 4 with Cortana and Master Chief is pretty heartbreaking.
Yeah, that one's rough.
You know, I did hear today that they just cast Master Chief.
Oh, really?
For the Halo TV series.
Interesting.
It's Liev Schreiber's brother.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
American Gods, right?
He plays the leprechaun character in American Gods.
Oh, ooh. All right. Cool.
Interesting.
Jaso says, Arthur Morgan's last ride.
Sad. No!
Oh, yeah, that's wrong.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot about this!
How did you overlook that, Norris?
Yeah, it's brutal.
Come on, buddy.
Over on Instagram, we have Edison that says, the one I can think of right away is the ending of Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
I've heard that's really sad, but I've never been able to play it for long enough to figure out why.
Yeah, I've never gotten deep enough into that game.
All right, we got to leave it right there. But listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram, so that you can get in on future social media questions. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a growing collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, live at Twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at WeirdAtLast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. I want to thank my crew. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. Big thanks to Sarah Skopik over at the Checkpoint News Desk. And of course, my co-hosts who pull double duties as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Abe Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.